asked the AD, and luckily for Kurt Apsey, he has not seen us for a couple of weeks in studio. You have to admit, we're looking better by the week, aren't we?
There's no doubt. And I got a new set of headsets here.
Yeah.
So, JP, I appreciate that. I feel like a new man, so I'm ready to go.
We look like we've put on a few pounds, Kurt, since the last time you saw us.
Stay away from
speak
that.
For yourself.
Well, every time I talk to you, you're at some restaurant doing this show. So, I mean, it kind of is what it is.
It is. Yeah. Of course, the news this week was started really at the BAA luncheon with just, I guess, a follow-up question for some on what the status or what the idea or anything they could hear about the east side of the stadium and the expansion. We've had this conversation since the summer, at least publicly, about many different issues it comes up, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Prater and his crusade to have the reentry policy instituted so people can't just go gallivanting in and out of the stadium. And I think that was really where it came from. And you thought, well, you know what? Our customers need to eat. Some of them just want to eat. Some of them, yeah, they may want to have a beverage, but we don't have a lot of restrooms for them either, or concession areas, right?
Well, I mean, we've been talking about this for a while, and not even, you know, early this summer. I mean, we were talking about that when we added the Stickle, and people wanted to know what we're going to do on the other side, and there's a price tag to that we've got to face. And so when I was asked the question about the east side, my comment really was, hey, we want to get that done as soon as possible. We've always wanted to get it done. We're going to be more focused on it now, though. I think that's kind of the next addition to the stadium that's really important to us to get done for our fans, especially on that side. As I mentioned earlier this week, we have a lot of drawings and a lot of schematic of what that may look like. And there's, you know, five or six different ways that you can probably do something over there that are all going to be great. I think you got to be able to afford it. You certainly have to build something in that you can generate some revenue from. So some type of seating, whether that's premium seating or chairback seating or, you know, a loge area. I don't picture something that's on the west side, but I do picture something that maybe has some similarities to it. But without a doubt, outside of the seating part, restrooms and concessions and bigger walkways and easier access into the stadium, I think is just necessary. And I want to make sure that, you know, we're taking care of everybody in the stadium. And that is certainly something that we need to address. And I'm hopeful that we can do it sooner than later.
I think the one quote that really kind of piqued my interest, and excuse me if I get a word or two wrong, but I think you said, this is going to happen faster than people think.
Yeah.
That made me very curious. I mean, that means you guys are just cranking it behind the scenes, trying to make something happen. Mm-hmm. I know you have plans and ideas, and you've talked about a bunch of them, but are you actively raising money for this? Or explain to what that actually means.
We're not raising money yet because we don't know what it's going to look like, and I think it's a lot easier for us to get something down on paper that we can actually show people. We've got to also, I think, put some type of feasibility study in there to see what it is we actually could sell over there. If you remember, when we started working on the Stickle back in 2005, I think it was, we were actually selling that stuff out of a trailer.
Right.
my staff was in there, and we had to have a very good feel about what is the money that we can generate from that seating, because at some point when we do this, we've still got to go through the process of going through the State Board of Education. And you know, one of the very first questions they're going to ask, which they should, is how are you going to pay for it? And when we did the Stickle, that was something that we were able to do. We had commitments from people. We did a feasibility study that said, you know, who would be interested in buying it? How much would they pay? What kind of seating would they want to see available over there? So we had a good idea going in with some real solid data and information that I think made people feel a little bit better about us being able to build that. And so we're going to have to do the same thing. That doesn't take a long time. That takes, you know, 2 or 3 months of sending stuff out to fans and getting their feedback and putting surveys together. And if we're going to do something like that where, you know, that's not going to cost $2 or $3 million. I mean, that's going to be fairly expensive depending on what we decide to do. But before we go out and try and sell it, we've got to get permission to do it first. And in order to do that, we've got to bring some data to the table that shows people that doing something like that makes sense financially. And we're working on that right now. But we really are just kind of going backwards and looking at all of the drawings and all the ideas that we had before and trying to say, okay, what's important to us? What do we really want to do over there? So that's really right now, Mike, the stage is in. The reason I said it's going to be sooner than later is I think there's a feeling out there from people that maybe it's never going to happen, and that's certainly not the case.
Well, they remember
us.
2005 when you were talking
about
it.
Yeah, there you go.
That's
so where are we?
Years,
we're 2016, right? It's overdue, to say the least.
Boise State Athletic Director Kurt Apsey joining us here in studio. Ask the AD. You can hashtag Ask the AD on your tweets or give us a commercial tire text at 424-9300.
Is there a particular vision that you favor in terms of, you know, you don't want what's on the West End, but we want to do more than add a couple of bathrooms?
Yeah.
You know, and we all know the reality of finances and everything you just said. What do you vision? What do you see? What do you like?
Well, I like some type of chair back seating setup on the lower deck, maybe similar to the west side, but maybe even a little bit more. The one thing you have to think about there is when you add a chair back seat, you're really taking a bleacher and a half. So you're losing seats, but you're obviously able to charge a little bit more. But we have to be careful there. You know, our seating in our stadium right now in a lot of eyes is that it's maybe a little overpriced. We do that because we've got to support our programs. And so there's that balance between there. But I see some type of premium chair back seating on that side, lower deck, upper deck. I don't know. We just haven't gotten there yet. I see probably, some type of low seating. The reason I'm fired up about the low seating is we have a waiting list for those seats, and we always have since
we
built them. Yeah, and you know, what's nice about that is I'm not even sure we have to go as high as we did on the other side. We might be able to put it, you know, just on top of that first lower deck. And I say that without knowing, you know, from an engineering or a contractor's standpoint, whether or not that's even feasible. But if you're asking me just, you know, off the cuff, what are you really thinking over there? Maybe something behind there where there's some type of dining area for those people, or maybe there's something over there for everybody. The concession areas, two-sided bathrooms, more room. And I think you've got to make it where when people come to the game, they feel like, okay, God, I feel good sitting on this side. I can get up and I can use the restroom and it's quick and there's great food over there and I can smell it. And, you know, you want to have something that's fan friendly. But yet again, you've still got to try and create something over there where, it helps you make sense of it financially. And so premium seating has, I think, got to be something over there. I just don't know exactly what that's going
to
be.
So out of curiosity, if I wanted to add to my capacity for nursing students, when I go in front of the State Board of Education, do I have to show them how many more new students I'm going to get and how I'm going to have that, how many more butts in those seats and why I'm going to have that, or do I just have mm-hmm. to show them, see the waiting list I have for the nursing department? Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'm saying – there's a times where I feel like, why is there so much scrutiny on a sports facility? What? Why?
Well, I mean, they're
or is it the same for everybody?
Yeah, they're the governing body. You know, they've got to make sure that the university, as well as others here in the state, have a plan when they're going to build something. I think that, you know, is in the $10 million or $15 million range. I don't know if that's what it's going to cost at the end of
sure,
the day.
But they have their rules.
When you're spending that kind of money, I mean, it's their duty to say, how are you going to pay for that?
So everybody on campus, they want to build a
building. If it's a building, oh, yeah.
Because that's $10, $15 million.
Absolutely. And in a sense, you've got to come to the table with some money. You know, we don't just say, hey, we're going to build the Blaymeyer Football Center without having commitments already. I mean, they've got to see that there's some interest in people that are going to help you pay for that. And we know that going in. And, you know, I'm really confident that we can bring a plan that makes some financial sense. I have really no idea right now what that level of that expansion is going to be. What I do know is that we've got to bring, you know, solid data before them that makes them feel good about saying yes. And when that's going to happen, I don't have a particular date. I just know this. It's needed. And we've waited way too long. And we're going in and trying to figure out what the best way for us to do that is. And like I said, Mike, earlier this week, I'm hopeful that, you know, that's sooner than later. So
if you get involved in premium seating, how possible, impossible it is that you don't get into a more limited beverage service as well, just like with the Stickle and the club and the loge area. It's controlled. It's confined. I saw at Oregon State it was 600 people. It's pretty difficult, isn't it, to get involved in the premium seating business without full amenities?
I would say so, yeah. I mean, because people are paying a lot of money for that. It is a controlled area, obviously. There's only, you know, certain folks that can get in there. It would be exactly like we do it on the other side. And again, that's that's another hurdle that, you know, we're going to have to face. And, again, we're going to have to come up with a plan that makes people feel good about it. We really haven't gotten that far yet, though. But to answer your question, Jeff, about premium seating, I think that has to be a part of the equation in some way.
What did you, not that you find inspiration, Kurt, you're in the facilities business, yeah, you know, and you've built this tickle and all these things. What do you think of these trends of these fan zones like at Oregon State they have, and I think Colorado State's building them, where local sponsors, local craft beers, local foods, confined areas of 1,000 or whatever the number is, you know, but they're a little bit more on the general admission side of life rather than the Stickle Sky Center, 2,500 a seat side of life.
Yeah.
That seems to be a trend that's catching on and may get more people involved in that process. Does anything like that make some sense?
Absolutely.
Somewhere else in that,
yeah,
stadium?
I mean, I love the idea just because you can maybe, you know, you can provide some special amenities without charging too much money. I mean, why isn't that a good idea, right? Mm-hmm. Did you go to Southern Miss with us?
I did not.
Did you, Mike?
That's
were you
the one
there?
I didn't make.
They built a kind of a brand new deal in the end zone, similar to Oregon State, I guess. But on the roof, they had what you're talking about, and people could buy a, I don't know what it was, a $35 ticket or something like that. And you go up there, there's food available. You actually take the elevators up there, so it's, you know, kind of a special way to get in there. You feel important, but it's not overly priced. You know, why wouldn't we consider something like that? Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we have to do. Hopefully we can come up with space that allows us to do something like that. But I'm all for an idea like that. I think that'd be great.
Could you ever take, like, let's say the north end zone seats and take out those bleachers and turn that into a big giant platform where we see, like, at baseball games or maybe, like, at Pittsburgh Steelers Stadium, Heinz Field, where they have this big giant concrete concourse where people just kind of stand up against the rail and watch. And it's enclosed, and it includes some of the things that
they socialize, what they do.
Sounds like you guys want to be on the construction committee at Boise State. I mean, why,
yeah,
don't, I just,
do
why don't I just
cut
let you?
Loose.
Hey, why
sure.
wouldn't you?
Cut me loose, man.
You know, Mike, I think that's not a bad idea. I mean, I think you got to look at it as you're taking out seating,
sure,
obviously.
Sure.
So why not? You know, right now, if you look at that concourse that's behind the north end zone, that concourse is exactly level with the rest of the concourse around the stadium. So that's a part of a long-range plan that if we were to put seating above the Blaymeyer Center, which we put support in that building to do that going forward, that concourse actually wraps around. But if you stand up there and you're maybe 3 or 4 or 5 feet behind that metal fence barrier that's there, you can probably only see half the field because of those bleachers that are there. So you got to take that all into account. But I think it's similar to Jeff's idea. You know, you've got this, I'll just call it a big concrete area where people are standing around and having something to eat and drink and plaza, and they're watching the game. And, you know, maybe you got the little round tabletops or something, mm-hmm, or whatever. But I think that's what's great about this right now is it's all open. We can make a decision that we think is best going forward. And hopefully what we can do is put something together where, you know, different levels of ticket-paying customers can enjoy everything we put in there. So.